Be Allie Willard in the center of the Mammoth Spring Gym. She'll jump it up against number 10, Paisley Crutchington. Our official three-man crew is on the scene. There goes the whistle, and we are underway. And we get a hell ball in the in the jump ball. Lady Comet and Lady Bear getting tied up with the ball after it was tipped, so they will jump it up. And this will be Jones for Willow Springs and Jaylee Reese for the Alton Lady Comets. Officials got them lined up again around the center circle, and here we go. Tip is up and controlled by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They run it down to the backcourt. Sydney Stewart. She'll bring it over to Jones. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Swing it to the left side wing. That is Atwell trying to go inside to Jackson. Ball is stolen by the Lady Comets that are on the break. Evan Montgomery takes it up the right side. Pass down to Smith in the right corner. Willow going to play a little zone defense here. Lady Comets go the long pass to Haney. Now in the corner to Reese. Reese out to Montgomery. Ball deflected by the defense. And run down by Haney near midcourt. She give it down to the left corner. Back outside. On front to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie swings it. Gets it right back top of the key. Goes to the right side to Haney. Looking at Montgomery down in the lane. Couldn't get her open. Now to Willard. Willard back out to Mackenzie Smith. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Haney from the corner. Hits the three-pointer. Miley Haney, the freshman, just before the shot clock expires, is the Alton Lady Comets. The early 3-0 lead. Willow Springs working around the perimeter. Got it to Atwell. Atwell gives it in the corner. Cuts through the lane. Gets it right back. Couldn't get a shot. Kicks it back outside. Now back to Atwell. She hits the three out of the corner. Aspen Atwell with the three-pointer out of the corner. We're tied at 3. Just underway here in the first round of Battle of the Water Tournament. The Mammoth Spring Gym, the Alton Lady Comets with the ball. Mackenzie Smith will swing it in the right corner to Jaylee Reese. Now on top to Haney and Devin Montgomery. Back to Haney on top. The freshman looks inside, dumps it down to Willard. Willard lost the handle, tried to put it on the floor, and gave it up. Here comes Willow Springs with a chance to take the lead. Lady Bears push it up to Atwell. She'll dump it down low to Crutchington. Ball's deflected and stolen by Allie Willard. Willard will push it up to Haney. Haney on the left side dribble. Kicks it back out top to Montgomery. Now Reese. They'll dump it down inside to Willard. Fights her way through traffic. And is going to get fouled on her way to the basket. That'll be on number 42, I believe they signaled. Yeah, it was 42. Sophie Jackson. First foul of the night. Going to call it on the floor before the shot. Ball inbounded to Mackenzie Smith. The three-pointer off the right wing is no good. And a rebound taken by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Pushing it up the floor to Crutchington. Got behind the defense and scores. 5-3. Willow Springs breaks out on top. Should be a dandy game, folks. Both teams with only one loss on the year. Alton with it. Montgomery, she'll fire a three. Quick shot. It's good. Evan Montgomery ripped one from downtown, and the Alton Comets are back on top at 6-5. Both teams shooting the ball pretty well early. Jones up the floor, down inside now to Crutchington. She shoots and scores. Nice play. Diagonal across the lane, and we get a timeout on the floor. Alton Comets want to talk about it. 7-6. Alton down by one. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Alton Lady Comet ball. They called that timeout. Coach Shane Benson not happy with the defensive effort at that time as they let Crutchington get behind them on the break with easy layup. Alton working on the perimeter, going inside to Jaylee Reese. Throws up a shot. It's blocked by Crutchington, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball, 23 seconds on the shot clock. We're in Arkansas playing with the shot clock, of course. Evan Montgomery on the inbound. Got it to Haney in the corner for three. That one is short. Rebound gets on the floor. Ball still rolling around. Finally picked up, and we're going to get a whistle. And it'll be a red ball. So Evan Montgomery tried to run down that ball and was standing on the inline when she got her hand on it. So Willow Springs will come the other way. Alton, a little bit of full court pressure. Willow will break it as Atwell goes all the way down the floor. Going to the lane, has the shot blocked, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 24. 24 will be Willard, her first of the night, first team foul on the Alton Lady Comets. And at the free throw line, number 13, Aspen Atwell hits the first free throw. 4 points for Atwell already in the game. She'll shoot another one, trying to make it a three-point lead for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Atwell hits it. She's got five. Alton coming the other way and needing a bucket. Alton, the home team, wearing the whites with the blue and the gold on the uniforms. Willow Springs wearing the maroon with the white. Alton working around the perimeter, got the ball down inside to Willard, makes a tough catch, gets a shot up, no good, but she's fouled. That will be on number 10, Paisley Crutchington. Will be her first of the game to go along with her 4 points early. And Allie Willard, 6'2 junior, going to the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Took every bit of the rim to get it in, but it finally fell through. So Willard on the board with her first point of the night. Makes it a two-point game. And a substitution here for Alton. As Jaylee Reese will come out. And second free throw is good for Willard. Checking into the game is Gracie Warren for the Alton Lady Comets. Again, Alton, a little bit of full court pressure here. Willow trying to weave their way up the floor. And Atwell will get it across the timeline. Double teamed, got rid of it to Jones. Her three-point shot is up and no good. Willow Springs with a rebound. No, another rebound put back. That one wouldn't go. And it's off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets out of bounds. It'll be Willow Springs ball. Alton had a chance to catch it. They thought it was going to be off of Willow. They let it go and it was off of Alton. Inbounded in the lane to Crutchington. Crutchington at well in the corner. Now down low for Jackson. She goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That's going to be on Allie Willard, number 24, for the Alton Lady Comets. And that'll be second foul on Willard. Second foul on Willard here in the first quarter. At the line, number 42, Sophie Jackson. She'll shoot two, trying to add to the one-point lead for Willow Springs. 4:21 to go in the first quarter. Free throw is up, and it is no good. And substitution, Willard will come out of the game with those two fouls. Number 25 will check into the game. That is Emma Trantham. Emma Trantham, number 25, sophomore. And second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Haney. And here come the Alton Lady Comets with a chance to regain the lead. Evan Montgomery on the left side wing brings it to the top. Gives over to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie penetrates into the circle. Kicks it now in the corner to Warren for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by Mackenzie Smith. Couldn't follow it up. Now Trantham. Oh, couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled. And she'll go the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 12, Sydney Stewart. That'll be her first and the third first quarter team foul for Willow Springs. So Trantham at the line to tie the game, misses the first free throw. And now substitution for Willow Springs, number 32. We'll check into the ball game. We'll catch her number here for you. That is Alexis Sigmund. And the second free throw for Trantham, no good. Rebound to Crutchington, and here comes Willow Springs. Willow setting up against the Alton Lady Comet zone defense. And a 2-3. They go to pass to the right side elbow. Now inside, shot is up, no. Crutchington with the rebound, couldn't score. And then a foul on the rebound. Gracie Warren got it. And number 32, Sigmund, was over her back. So Sigmund comes in, picks up her first foul, and that is team foul number 4. Already against Willow Springs, so one more. And the Alton Lady Comets will be shooting the two-shot foul for the remainder of the quarter. Alton with it on the perimeter. Evan Montgomery on the left side, swinged across court to Mackenzie Smith. Backs it out, back to Montgomery. Down the corner now to Haney. Haney driving a baseline. She puts it up in the end. Nice play by the freshman, Miley Haney. She's got 5 points to lead Alton. And the Lady Comets back on top, 10-9. Willow Springs with it, got it inside to Sigmund. Her shot is up and good off the window. Sigmund comes in, contributes immediately off the bench with her first 2 points. And the seesaw battle continues. Montgomery down to Haney in the left corner for Alton. Gives it to McKenzie Smith. Penetrates into the lane. Kicks it in the corner to Warren. Now cross court to Haney. Back out top to Montgomery. Quick trigger on the three, and it's good. Evan Montgomery, her second three-pointer of the quarter. She leads all scorers now with six. Boy, she's got a quick shot. 13-11, Alton Lady Comets on top by two with 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Willow Springs working it down to Sigmund in the low block. She wants to go up with a shot. We get a three-second call in the lane. Sigmund caught it down there, couldn't do anything with it. And a three-second call against the Lady Bears. Gracie Warren out of the game now as Jaylee Reese will check back in for the Alton Lady Comets. Alton working up the floor. No pressure by Willow Springs yet in the game. Montgomery brings it to the top. Swings it over to Smith. Now Haney in the corner. Haney working the left side of the floor. Back out to Montgomery on top. Skip pass to Haney in the corner. Back out to McKenzie Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Bounces it to Reese. Going inside for Trantham. In traffic. Kicks it back out to Haney. Now to Smith. Fires a three. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. The rebound is taken by Jones for Willow Springs. Chloe pushes up the floor, holds up the dribble, gives in the corner for Atwell. Long cross-court pass. Now down low, looking for Trantham. Ball poked away, and a foul going to be called on Sigmund. Nice defensive play by McKenzie Smith. Got in front of her man, and Sigmund pushed her. So foul number two on Sigmund. She'll stay out. I don't know if she's going to come out of the ball game. Number 21 checks in. That is Karis Cochran. will check in for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And shooting free throws is McKenzie Smith. First one is up and good. That was the 15th foul. So Alton will shoot the two-shot foul for the final minute 54 of the first quarter. And second one is up and good. McKenzie Smith adds to the Alton lead. It's 15-11. Willow coming the other way, down by four. They haven't scored in a while. Ball goes to the left side. That is Atwell. Atwell kicks it around the horn to Jones. Three-point shot is up and no good. High arching shot. Rebound gets to the floor, but Trantham comes out with it. And Alton on the break. Alton's got a three on two. McKenzie Smith down inside to Jaylee Reese for the layup. First two of the night for Jaylee. Alton takes advantage of Willow Springs late getting back with a three-on-one opportunity, and they score. Here's Sigmund with the ball. Got it down inside for Chloe Jones. She turns and scores. First bucket of the night for Chloe. Both teams playing zone defense, and both teams having good success getting the ball inside the zones, getting good, easy shots. Here's Montgomery. Oh, her pass is deflected and stolen, and now Alton steals it back. Haney with it, lobs it down inside for Trantham. She couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Another substitution here, number 25, getting into the game for Willow Springs. That is Collins. And who else? Number 42, Sophie Jackson, back in the game for Willow Springs. And they go to Collins, now inside to Jackson. She turns, couldn't get a shot away, gives it off to Chloe Jones. She penetrates and scores. Chloe Jones with her second bucket. She's hit two in a row. And it's back to a two-point game with 32 seconds to go. Alton can hold it for the final shot of the quarter if they wish, but they don't. McKenzie Smith pulls up on the baseline, shoots no good from 12 feet, and the rebound to Willow Springs. Now the chance to tie. And Chloe Jones steps in the lane. Shot is off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Cochran. She couldn't score. Gives it outside. High arching three-pointer, no good. 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Evan Montgomery up the floor for Alton. Going to the rack. She's going to get fouled. And will go to the line and shoot two with 5 seconds to go. Foul is on number 12, Sydney. Nope, 22, they say. Chloe Jones. Be the first on Jones. And Evan Montgomery, chance to add to the lead for the Alton Comets. First free throw is up and good. So Evan with 7 in the first quarter. Pair of threes, and now hit one from the free throw line, and she will shoot another. It's on the way, rims out, no good. Rebound volleyed around and out of bounds. It will be Willow Springs ball with 3.2 2 seconds to go. Oh, and it's almost stolen. Now they bring it back. Time ran off the clock there. Now they set it back to 3.2. Well, inbounded. Atwell, long shot. Oh, from half court. That one hit the net. It didn't go through the hoop. Wow. Oh, it's still good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 18 to 15. The Alt Lady Comets with a lead headed to the second quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border Tournament. The Alton Lady Comets with a first quarter lead, 18 to 15. And we'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Evan Montgomery, Mackenzie Smith, Trantham, Reese, and Haney working around the perimeter of the Willow Springs zone. Just playing catch out there as they work it around. Now Haney with a dribble drive to the top of the key. Gives it off inside to Mackenzie Smith. Her shot no good. Trantham got the offensive rebound. Could get a shot up, but she kicks it outside. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Montgomery. In the corner to Haney. Haney dumping it down to Trantham. And she'll get fouled. That'll go against number 42, Sophie Jackson, and that'll be her second of the game. Substitution number 10, Paisley Crudgington, will check back in for Willow Springs as Sophie Jackson will go out. Alton inbounded down under the bucket. Got it to Montgomery. Quick trigger, or excuse me, that's Melissa or Mackenzie Smith. Misses the three. Now to Montgomery. Her shot is up, no good. And the rebound taken by Aspen Atwell for Willow Springs. She brings it up the floor. Pulls up with a hash mark. Gets her team set in the offense. Go to number 12, Stewart. Back to Atwell for a long three. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Mackenzie Smith as she ran it down in the corner. So Alton up by three with the ball. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Winner moving to the semifinals on Thursday night. Here's Haney in the left corner with a three. And it's good. The freshman, Miley Haney, with her second three-pointer of the game. She's got 8. Leads the scoring for Alton. Willow Springs with it. Atwell to Crudgington. Back to Atwell. Dumping it inside for Collins. She turns. Shot blocked by Trantham. And she came out of there with the ball. Got it out to Montgomery. Alton on the semi-break. Bring it left side to Haney. Haney inside trying to get it to Trantham. And she can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Good idea. She was open. She just couldn't hang on to the pass. And Willow Springs comes the other way, down by 6. Biggest leap of the night by either team has been 6 points. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the first half. Willow Springs working around the perimeter of the zone. Got to Atwell on the left side, inside to Chloe Jones. Jones takes it to the baseline, and she traveled with the basketball. Yep. Kind of got her feet tangled up. She didn't think so, but yep. Looked like a travel from here, and the officials thought it was, too. So Jones turns it over. Alton with a chance to add to an 8-point lead here, add to a 6-point lead. Chance to go up 8 in the corner. Evan Montgomery drives the baseline. Kicks it back out to Haney, wide open. She'll shoot that one. It's short. Rebound, Trantham. And then Trantham traveled. Went to make a pass. Ball got blocked. Picked up the pivot foot. And call for the travel. Now Trantham goes out of the game. Good minutes by Trantham tonight for Coach Shane Benson. And Allie Willard checks back in the ballgame for Alton. And number 21 back in for Willow Springs. That is Cochran. Atwell with it now on top. Feeds it over to Stewart. Stewart back to Atwell. You better jump on her. She'll shoot it from there. Now to Chloe Jones. Jones back to Atwell. Working the left side of the zone. Now they reverse it to the right side. The pass almost stolen by Smith. Goes out of bounds on the far side. Good anticipation by McKenzie to get out there in the passing lane. 5:28 to go. Willow on the inbound from the sideline. They get it in the corner to Cochran for three. It's no good. And the rebound off the hands of Willow Springs and out of bounds. Jayla Reese, good job getting that inside position. And coming over the top was, well, the Willow Springs Lady Bears knocked it away and out of bounds. So Alton will bring it up the floor. Going to Reese at the high post. Couldn't handle the pass, but it bounces right to McKenzie Smith. She swings it left, gets it right back. Now going to Allie Willard. In the corner out to Montgomery. 17 on the shot clock, down to Haney. Back to Montgomery. Takes one dribble, got it down to Reese. Beautiful pass, diagonal across the lane, and easy two for Jaylee Reese, her second bucket of the night. And Alton up by eight with 4:50 to go in the first half. Willow Springs working around the perimeter. Out on top is Sydney Stewart. Finally got it to Chloe Jones on top. Alton will jump out on her. Now Atwell on the left side. 1-2 dribbles, goes down to the corner, picks it up, feeds it back out on top for Stewart. Stewart in the corner to Collins, going inside, trying to get it to Crutchington. Ball's deflected and then off the hands of the Alton defense and goes out of bounds. Willow Springs will maintain possession here. As the number 21 out of the game, that is Cochran. And here's the inbound play going to Atwell in the corner. The three shot, three pointers, no good. And a foul on the rebound. And that's going to go on number 30. Number 30 just checked in. We'll check that number for you. And that is Jasmine Osborne. So Osborne calls for the foul. And that'll be the first team foul here in the second quarter. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Alton Lady Comets lobs the ball down to Willard. Willard covered up. Feeds it outside and around the horn to Evan Montgomery. Penetrates down to baseline. Pulls up with a shot. Count it. And a foul. Evan Montgomery now with 9 to take over the game high for the Alton Lady Comets. She'll go to the line and shoot for her 10th point of the game. Alton leads it by 10. And another substitution for Willow Springs. Number 21 checks in. That's Cochran. And number 12, Stewart, comes out with her second foul here in the first half. So Whittle getting in some foul trouble. Stewart, Jackson, and Sigmund all with 2. And Evan Montgomery going to the free throw line. Very good free throw shooter. Looking for her 10th point of the game. It is good. Evan Montgomery, a 4-year starter, and she's showing off her talents here in the first round game for the Battle of the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring. 10 points here with just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Willow Springs with the ball on the other end. Shot is no good. Rebound comes out to Montgomery. Drives to floor. Her shot blocked by Jones. And then a foul coming the other way as Jones was driving out of traffic. She was fouled by Jaylee Reese, who reached in there and tried to poke that ball away. First foul of the night on Jaylee. Non-shooting foul. First team foul. Here in the first or the second quarter against Alton, Willow Springs has been called for 3. 3:39 to go in the half. Willow Springs working the offense. Got it down in the corner to Crudgington. Kicks it back out top to Jones. Now Atwell in the corner for 3. That one's good. Atwell, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 8 points to lead Willow Springs. And the Alton lead is down to 26-18. Alton looking to pound it inside to Willard. Ball deflected. But Willard gathers it back in, trying to dump it across the lane, and the ball's deflected and picked off by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Here comes Chloe Jones. With 3 minutes to go, they got to Atwell inside Crutchington. She lost the handle on it, and it's picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery driving down the floor, stops, spins, shoots off the window, no good, and Crutchington with a rebound. She'll give it out to Chloe Jones. Jones races up the left side, dumping it inside. That's a travel on Jones, yep. Jones traveled, turns it over. By the way, number one is checked into the game, Kaylee McIntyre for the Alton Lady Comets. I missed that one. I apologize. McIntyre in for Alton, along with Haney, Montgomery, Reese, and Willard. Oh, and here's a pass by Montgomery, stolen by Atwell. She'll drive for the uncontested layup and makes it. Atwell with 10 points in the first half for Willow Springs, keeping her team in the game. Makes it a 26-20 Alton Comet lead. Montgomery with it out top. Quick trigger again on the three. That one bounces off the rim, no good. But Jaylee Reese is there for the rebound. Kicks it outside to Haney. Haney dumping it inside Willard. Turns left, ducks under the defense. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long, and McIntyre got it. To Haney, to Montgomery, back to McIntyre. 29 on the new possession of the shot clock. Here's Haney, top of the key for three, and a freshman hits another one. Haney with her third three-pointer of the half. She's got 11, takes over the game high, and here's Willow Springs going to throw it away, trying to get to Crutchington down low, and Atwell just whizzed it right by her and all the way to the other side of the court out of bounds. Willard coming out of the game. McIntyre out. Smith and Trantham back in for the Alton Lady Comets. Minute 48 to go in the half. Alton by 9 with the basketball. Been a three-point fest here tonight for both teams. Alton with it. Works it down the right corner to Haney. Haney out to Smith. Now Montgomery. She'll take it to the left side. Feeds it down there to Jaylee Reese. Dump it into Trantham. Trantham shoots and scores. Trantham with her first bucket, and that is 5, 6, 7, 8 different Alton Lady Comets who have scored in this game. We're down to a minute 18 to go in the first half. There's a dangerous pass for Willow Springs. Atwell caught it. Looking to get it inside to Crutchington, and she is tied up, and the possession belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They'll trigger it in down under their own bucket. Minute 10 to go now in the first half. And waiting somebody tying their shoe. Game number one from the Battle of the Border tournament, day two of the tournament. Five games in all here tonight. Inbound play goes to Jones. Her shot is up for Willow Springs, no good. Rebound to Montgomery for Alton. I'm sorry, Mackenzie Smith. Smith races up the floor, now to Montgomery. And Haney in the corner, back out to Montgomery. 50 seconds to go on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. Montgomery, quick trigger again on the three. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Mackenzie Smith. Nice job to run that one down. Gives it in the corner now to Haney. Back out to Smith. Working the left side of the Willow Springs zone. Now they'll go to the right side for Montgomery to Jaylee Reese. Reese back out to Montgomery, 21 on the shot clock. Haney, she'll fire from the corner for three. That one hits both sides of the rim, wouldn't fall down, and a rebound taken by Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones down the left side, pulls up on the wing, gives to Atwell for three. That one is good! Atwell with her fourth three-pointer of the first half. That makes it a 31-23 game. Alton with the lead in the ball. 7 on the shot clock. Haney drives the baseline. Little running one-handers. Good. Miley Haney with 13. Here's a shot to buzzer for Willow Springs. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. 33-23. The Alton Lady Comets with a 10-point advantage over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned CarQuest parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience in finding you the right parts to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton, follow them on Facebook, check them out at CarQuest.com, or call 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts is your local CarQuest parts dealer.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades, and that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis. The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing at 25% off. That's Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more, all at 25% off. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back. All right, I'm sorry about that. Kind of lost my attention here to talking to lots of folks around. All pretty, really good crowd here tonight. The Highland Rebel Boys and the Kabul Bulldogs have both made their way here to the Mammoth Spring Gym as they're getting ready for their matchup here in the first round. That'll be game number two of the day. And in our first one, it's been a dandy. The Alton Lady Comets now with a 10-point lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. And kind of a seesaw battle early, but Alton hit some shots, and I mean some big shots there in the second quarter, and pulled out to take the 10-point advantage. They had a 3-point lead at the end of the first, 18-15. And again, Alton leads it now 33-23 over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Winner of this one will move into the semifinals, and will take on the winner of the 7 o'clock game tonight between top-seeded, number one ranked, defending state champion Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That'll be a tough one. That'll be a good one. But both these teams are playing pretty well here, shooting the ball extremely well in the first half. By the way, Mammoth Spring will play Koshkonong in that 7 o'clock game. But Alton and Willow Springs, they both want to get into the semifinal and play that 7 o'clock game on Thursday. Right, we're going to take another break. And by the way, before we take the break, we'll say thanks to our Alton Comet boosters. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. It's the Alton Lady Comets leading the Willow Springs Lady Bears 33-23 here at the half at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. We'll take another timeout. Back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Mammoth Spring Gym, the Battle of the Border Tournament. It's halftime of the first game of the day. It's the Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears, 33-23. Let's look at the scoring. For the Willow Springs Lady Bears, they're led by Aspen Atwell. Atwell has hit 4 3-pointers and has 13 points in the game. Chloe Jones has 4. Paisley Crutchington has 4 and 2 for Sigmund. For the Alton Lady Comets, they're led by Miley Haney, the outstanding freshman. Haney has 13 in the first half, 10 for Evan Montgomery, already 2 Lady Comets in double figures. Scoring after that, 4 for Jaylee Reese, 2 for Mackenzie Smith, 2 for Allie Willard, and 2 for Emma Trantham. Again, Alton with a lead, 33-23. Alton was 18-15 at the end of a quarter, but Alton outscored, Willow Springs 15-7 in the second quarter to take the lead here at the half. All right, we're just about ready to get this second half started. I want to say thanks again to your Alton Lady Comet basketball sponsors, including Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton of Oregon County, Mills Feed and Alton, Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, the Fuel Express and Alton Quick Connection, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. I was there just the other day. And the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Looks like Lady Comets will be back to the original starting lineup. Same way for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Crudgington, Stewart, Atwell, Jones, and Jackson for Willow Springs. And it'll be Reese, Haney, Smith, Willard, and Montgomery for the Alton Lady Comets. And look like it'll be Alton basketball to start the third quarter. Again, next game coming up, Highland Rebels, Kabul Bulldogs. That'll be a dandy. That game will be coming up next at the tournament, and then a little bit later on this evening, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will be in action, and the Mammoth Spring Boys both playing tonight. Yeah, Lady Bears play Koshkonong. The boys take on Viola, that's right. Okay. Mike Robertson, voice of the Bears, has made his way to the gym. Mike Robertson in the house. And Lady Comets throw it away on the first possession of the second half. Trying to go down in the corner, ball too tall. And Smith couldn't hang on. Here come the Lady Bears. Number 22, good player Chloe Jones to bring it up the floor. Alton packed back in that zone defense again. Right side it goes for Stewart. Stewart back out to Jones. Three-point shot is up, and it's good. Chloe Jones with her first three of the game, but she's got 7. And that 3 makes it a 7-point game right out of the gate. Alton with it on this end. And here's a pass by Haney. Going to be stolen by Chloe Jones. She'll drive for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Well, Chloe Jones, 2 quick buckets here. She's got 9 now. And it's back to a 5-point game, 33-28, with 7 minutes to go in the third. Alton works up the floor, trying to dump it inside. Pass is deflected and picked up by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Nice play by Stewart. Off to Atwell. Swings it over to Crutchington. She couldn't hit the shot. Rebound deflected right back to her, and she scores. Paisley Crutchington and the Willow Springs Lady Bears on a 6-7-0 run to open the third quarter. And the Alton lead, which was 10, down to 3. And Alton hadn't got a shot at the basket yet here in the third quarter. They hold it out front. Smith over to Reese, dumping it inside. Willard, triple team, got it out to Montgomery. Quick trigger on the 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Jaylee Reese back out to Smith on the right side wing. He'll dump it back down to Allie Willard. I mean, they triple team her with the ball, knocked her down, and she gave it up. So Willow with the basketball. Chance to get back to within 1. Going inside, shot no. Rebound, Haney for Alton, and here come the Lady Comets. Little semi-break. Haney, oh, they back away, and Haney just takes it to the hole and scores. First bucket of the second half, and the Alton Lady Comets want a timeout. 35-30, Alton by 5. 6 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. or for kicking off your heels in a high-rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border tournament. Day two of the tournament. First round action in the girls' bracket. The Alton Lady Comets and the Willow Springs Lady Bears and the Lady Bears. Back to within five after being down 10 at the half. Alton's still packed back in that zone. Willow working around the outside. Got it down the left corner. Crutchington's got it just inside the three-point line on the baseline. Now to get it back out to Atwell. High arching three is no good. And the rebound comes out long. Mackenzie Smith got it for the Lady Comets. And they'll bring it up the floor. Montgomery swings it down to Haney. Haney lobbed it into Willard. Willard up with a shot. A little bit short. No good. And the rebound is taken by Willow Springs. And the Lady Bears going to push. Got it up to Atwell. Out of Stewart and back over to Atwell on the left side. Looking to go inside. They do to Crutchington. She tried to get into Stewart, and the ball bounced around. Sophie Jackson picks it up and scores for Willow Springs. It's back to a three-point game, 35-32. Alton needs some points to stay on top. Evan Montgomery works off a screen, moves to the bucket. Couldn't get the shot to go down, but she's fouled. And it'll be number 42, I believe. Nope, 22 called for a foul. That is Chloe Jones going to be called for a hold. Non-shooting foul. And Alton will inbound it and make a substitution. Warren, Gracie Warren, checks in for Alton. Alton inbounds it. Evan Montgomery shoots a three out of the corner. No good. And a rebound out of bounds will go to the Alton Lady Comets off the hands of the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Wayne Montgomery had that one hit about all four sides of the rim before it bounced out of there. Was in the cylinder, wouldn't stay down. Here's Willard off the inbound, couldn't get a shot to go. Rebound, Gracie Warren in traffic. She gets tied up. And the hell ball belongs to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. So Willow Springs, somebody get one from downtown, can tie this game with 4:45 to go into third. They have erased a 10-point deficit. And they get the ball inside, shot is up, no good. Another shot, no. And finally, Montgomery yanks down the rebound for Alton. She'll come on the break. Evan working against Chloe Jones. Feed Smith, who was driving down the middle of the lane. Smith is going to get fouled before she could get a shot up on the backboard. And the foul will be on number 22. Was that Jones again? Nope, 13 called the foul this time. That is Aspen Atwell. Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. Evan Montgomery looking in. Got to Gracie Warren. Gives it up in the right corner to Smith. McKenzie spins away from the defense. Looking for an outlet. Goes to Haney. Haney back to Montgomery. She'll take it to the top. Work it to Smith on the right side. She drives to baseline. Gets inside. Her shot is blocked. And the loose ball comes down to Sigmund for Willow Springs. The Lady Bears. Good defensive stand there. Alton. About had the shot they wanted. It was just the block. Here's Atwell for three out of the corner for the Lady Bears. No good. Crutchington had the rebound and then had it taken away, and then a foul going to be called on, I believe they're going to call this one on Aspen Atwell. Yep, number 13, Atwell, her second foul, both here in the third quarter. That is team foul number three on Willow Springs with 3:57 to go in the third quarter. Alton Lady Comets taking their time, bringing the ball up the floor. Evan Montgomery on top, dumping it down inside to Willard. She shoots and scores. First field goal of the game for Allie Willard. She's got four in the game, and Alton back up by five. Willow Springs with it. Chloe Jones jumps into the lane. That's the travel. Yep, didn't land on both feet at the same time. When you come down on one, put the other one down, that's the travel. The Willow Springs turns it over. And substitution here for Alton. Jaylee Reese back in the game. Gracie Warren comes out with 3:33 to play in the third quarter. Lady Comets up by five. Give it to Haney on the left side. Haney back to Smith. McKenzie to Montgomery. Reese inside Willard. Back out Montgomery. Quick trigger on another three, and it's good. Evan Montgomery with another three. She's got 13 points in the game. And the Alton Lady Comets have held off the Lady Bears. Had a 10-point lead at half. Lady Bears got it down to three, and now it's back out to eight. Willow Springs working around the perimeter. Over on the left side, Atwell in the corner. Now back out to Jones on top. Back over to Atwell. Dumps it inside to Crutchington. Fakes right, moves left, shoots a little short, no good. Rebound taken by Willow Springs. Another shot, no good. And the rebound comes off to the Alton Lady Comets. Haney pushing it up the floor. Got it to Warren. Warren dumped it to Reese, cutting through the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Feeds it out to Haney. Haney down to Reese. Back out top for Willard. She'll shoot a three. And that one is good. Allie Willard starting to feel it here in the third quarter. She's got seven. Five in a period. Alton is up by 11, 43-32, and the Lady Bears want a timeout. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And back at the Battle of the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Pretty good crowd already gathered for the early games. Of course, the Alton Comets, Lady Comets, always travel well. I would imagine some of those folks will be headed out to the River Bend or the State Line or Fred's Fish House for a nice meal after this game. I might join them. Here we go, Willow Springs Lady Bears with the ball. 2:22 to go in the third quarter. They're down 11. Alton didn't score much in the first half of the fourth quarter or third quarter, but they have come right back here in the second. Matter of fact, they're currently on a 7-0 run. Willow Springs gets the ball inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound back to the Lady Bears. No. And the rebound comes out to Evan Montgomery. Evan, a 1-on-3, makes a nice move. Scoop shot up and in off the backboard. That's your senior experience right there. 15 for Evan Montgomery, tied for the game high for the All-Lady Comets. Here's another long shot out of the corner for Willow Springs. That's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble after it. We're going to get finally a held ball in the possession to belong to the Alton Lady Comets with a 13-point lead, 45-32. Montgomery walking it up. About 28 seconds left on the play clock as we play here in the third quarter, or the shot clock. Play clock with a minute 31. Montgomery wide open again from outside. She hits another three. Evan Montgomery now with 18 on the night. 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers for Evan in the ball game. Minute 15 to go in the third. Alton pulling away now, leading it 48-32. Willow Springs with a long shot out of the corner. No good by Chloe Jones, and the Alton Lady Comets down with the rebound. Comets have taken over this game here in the final 3.5 minutes of this quarter. They dump it inside now to Willard. Willard puts the shot up, and it's good. Allie Willard heating up in the quarter. She's got seven. And Alton leads it now by 18, 50-32. Willow Springs backing it out. A lot of standing around by the Lady Bears right now. They seem to be a bit confused what they want to do offensively. They dump it to Atwell. Goes down the left side of the lane. A little baby hook shot with the left hand is good. Young lady, the player, Aspen Atwell. That was a beautiful move down the lane and kind of hooked it up there with the left hand. She's got 15 in the game to lead the Lady Bears. Alton now with the ball, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Game clock is off. They'll hold it for the final shot. Evan Montgomery out front, trying to shake the defense. Feeds down to Haney, wide open in the corner for three. That one's no good. Rebound to Reese. She follows up. Oh, wouldn't go at the buzzer. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 50-34. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament for our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And welcome back to the Mammoth Spring High School Jam, the Battle of the Border Tournament going on again tonight. All first-round games tonight. This one in the girls' division, the Alton Lady Comets and the Willow Springs Lady Bears. By the way, 7 o'clock tonight. Get a real treat. 7 o'clock game, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, number one seed in the tournament, number one ranked team in the state, defending state champions. They are fun to watch, and they will play in the 7 o'clock game. And then the Mammoth Spring Boys will play in the late game tonight, the one right after this, Highland Rebels and the Kabul Bulldogs. Here, the Willow Springs Lady Bears with the ball to open the quarter. They dump it inside to Chloe Jones, down to the baseline, puts up a shot. That's no good. The rebound gets on the floor, scramble after it to be a held ball. It'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Alton had a 10-point lead at the half. Willow Springs, in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, cut that back to three. And then Alton went on a tear and ended up outscoring them 17-11 and lead it here by 16, 50-34. Alton out on top. Haney all alone, didn't take the shot. Alton looks like they want to run a little bit of clock here, as much as they can. Evan Montgomery going to fire one from the perimeter, no good. Rebound volleyed around and picked up by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. They get it out to Atwell on the left side wing, gives it to Chloe Jones. Back to Atwell in the corner. Dumping it inside to Collins, or Jackson. Her shot no good. And Alton comes out with a rebound. Lady Comets with it back. Neither team has scored here in the first minute and change in the fourth quarter. Alton working around the perimeter. Haney will try her luck from the top. That one is no good. And it lands out of bounds. So Willow Springs will get the ball back. Down by 16, 6:49 to go. Lady Bears trying to dump it inside. Ball is tipped by Willard and then picked up by Mackenzie Smith. So the Alton Lady Comets will get it back after the turnover. Evan Montgomery taking her time, bringing it across the timeline. Kicks it down to Haney. Now inside to Willard. Willard pulls up with a shot. It's good. Allie Willard now with 11, third Lady Comet in double figures. Willow Springs did a good job of neutralizing Willard in the first half, but here in the second half, should have been able to get some things done, and now Willow Springs with another travel call. That's about five travels on the Willow Springs Lady Bears here tonight. And the Alton Comets are coming the other way with the turnover. 6 minutes to go in the game. Haney in the left corner, thought about taking a three. Doesn't. Gives it back out to Montgomery and around the horn to Smith. Now Reese inside. Willard puts it up off the glass. No good. Shot it a little hard that time. I think she expected some contact. There was none there. Willow Springs got the rebound. They race up the floor, and there's another travel on Chloe Jones. Shuffled the feet after she pulled up the dribble. Not the third time she's been called for the travel tonight. So Jones turns it over. And the Alton Lady Comets with a chance to go up by 20 here with 5:45 to go in the game. Montgomery swings it left side corner to Haney. Back out to Montgomery, looking inside. Got it to a cutter in the lane. Knocked away by Atwell. And the loose ball picked up by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Chloe Jones going to the basket. Gets hit hard. Shot wouldn't go down. And it'll be a two-shot foul. I believe it'll be Haney. Nope, number 34 call for the foul. That is Evan Montgomery. First foul of the night on Evan. And Chloe Haney goes to the free throw line to shoot two for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. First one is up and it is good. Chloe Jones with the bucket with the free throw. She's got 10 points. Second Lady Bear in double figures. They're led by Aspen Atwell with 15. Jones with 10 and make it 11. And 52-36 our score as we play here. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Alton Lady Comets up by 16 with the ball. Evan Montgomery out top. Long pass down in the right corner. And back outside to Montgomery. Now to Haney. Dumps it inside to Willard. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Back up. Couldn't find the hole. And the rebound taken by Willow Springs. And here come the Lady Bears. Chloe Jones up the floor. Down to the baseline. Kicks it off to Atwell. Bring it out to the wing. Now dump it inside to Jackson. Had trouble with a handle. Her outlet pass is stolen by McKenzie Smith. And Lady Comets. Good defensive effort here in the third quarter. And the early portion of the fourth. Here's a nice play inside to Jaylee Reese. Couldn't get the shot to go down. McKenzie Smith had the rebound, lost it. Now got it out to Willard. She moves and shoots. That's no good. And rebound taken by Atwell. Atwell pushing it up the left sideline. Kicked it out to Chloe Jones. Quick trigger on a three. That one bounces off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by McKenzie Smith. And Smith has got a boatload of rebounds tonight. I don't know how many, but it's been a bunch. So Alton with the ball, 4:20 to go in the game, leading by 18. They'll dump it inside to Willard. Willard going up with a shot. Had that one blocked. Gets it back. Going up with it again. That wouldn't go down, but she's fouled on the try. And she'll go to the line and shoot free throws. That'll be the first team foul on Willow Springs here in the second half. Fouls on number 21, Cochran, who had just checked into the game. Allie Willard at the free throw line, looking to add her point total tonight. Allie now with 12, 10 of them in the second half. And more substitutions for the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Number 12, Sydney Stewart checks back in the game. Number 10, Crudgington is in. And number 30, that is Osborne. And second free throw, no good for Allie Willard. Rebound volleyed up and around, finally brought down by Sydney Stewart. For Willow Springs, here come the Lady Bears. Pass is deflected, now stolen by Smith. McKenzie off on the run, down the floor. Oh, she got pushed. She'll go the line. Oh, they're going to call it on the floor. This one could go either way. They're going to say a push on the floor. No shots for Alton. Foul was on number 21. That is Cochran. Alton on the inbound, got the ball up. Shot no good. Rebound Smith. She couldn't follow it. And Chloe Jones rebounds it for Willow Springs. Here come the Lady Bears. Working it up into the lane. That is Jones. Her shot was no good. She tried to spin one in off the window. And McKenzie Smith with another rebound. Races it up the floor. Gives to Jaylee Reese. Now to Willard. Cutting down the lane. Puts up a shot in heavy traffic. Couldn't get the shot to go down, but she was fouled on the play. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Fouls on number 21. That is Cochran. Will be her third. And with 3:36 to go, Alton trying to add to the lead here. They lead to 53-36. And the rebound by Willard with a free throw would not go in. Second one is up. This one's too long and wouldn't go down. But the rebound comes out to Evan Montgomery. Evan thought about the three. Now gives to Smith. She'll fire one up. That one rattles off the rim. And it's brought down by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Off on the break. Chloe Jones trying to feed it inside. The ball off the hands of the Comet defense. Good play there by Jaylee Reese. And Coach Benson getting a sub in for Alton. Trantham will check in. Willard will come out. Good second half for Allie tonight. Had 2 points in the first half, and she's got 12 now. So 10-point second half for Allie Willard. Willow Springs with the ball. Chloe Jones, long shot off the good. A three-pointer for Chloe Jones. She's got 14 in the game. That is her second made three-pointer of the night. And the Alton lead is back to 14 with 3 minutes to go. To 18 just a moment ago. Alton working around the perimeter. Haney got it on the baseline. Nice pass in the middle to the cutter. That is Jaylee Reese. Couldn't get her shot to go down, but she was fouled and go to the line and shoot two. Good play by Haney. Good eyesight. I see the cutter coming down the lane. Foul is on number 20. And we'll don't have 20 listed, so we'll have to find out who that is. First foul on her. And first free throw is up and no good for Jaylee Reese. She'll shoot another. This one is no good. Rebound taken by the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Willow, a lot of new uniforms out on the floor right now. Number 20, well, there's not a number 20. Probably we didn't have her down. Must have been 23. She just checked in. So we'll go with 23. That is Emma Grogan. And Willow Springs will inbound the ball. Trying to throw it out in the corner, and it is going to go out of bounds. So more substitutions here for Coach Benson. For the All-Lady Comets, he'll send McIntyre back in the ball game. Kaylee McIntyre. Mackenzie Smith will come out. And number three, Gracie Warren, checking back in the ball game in place of Jaylee Reese. Alton with the ball. 2:36 to go, leading by 14. 53-39. Here's a long three-point shot. Good for Evan Montgomery. Montgomery now with 21 in the game. She leads all scorers by a bunch. Willow Springs working the ball, trying to get it down inside. Ball goes over the head of the receiver and will go out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball here. Another substitution, Osborne back in the game for Willow Springs. And it's like got number 25 checking in. That is Mackenzie Collins. Alton with it on the offensive end. Here's a shot out of the corner. No good by Haney. And the rebound goes off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. It'll belong to the Willow Springs Lady Bears. Now Evan Montgomery checks out of the ball game. Number 23 checks in for the Comets. Lily Haddock. So both teams have emptied the benches here for the final 2 minutes. Alton up 56-39. And we get a whistle and a foul called. Willow trying to push it inside, and the foul is going to be called on Trantham. Emma picks up her first foul of the game. Team foul number three here in the fourth quarter. Willow Springs on the inbound, trying to lob it in the middle. The ball stolen by Alton. Here they come on the break. That is Haddock all the way down the floor. Throws it up at the rim. No good, but she's fouled. And will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 23. That is Grogan, her first. And the first free throw up and no good. Another one coming here for Haddock. And hits the front of the rim, bounces off, no good. Rebound to Willow Springs with a minute 43 to go. Alton leads it 56-39. Willow Springs almost, well, did throw it away. It was almost intercepted by Haddock out there. Got a hand on it, almost had her second steal. Went out of bounds. Willow Springs will inbound it. Got it in for Collins. Collins takes it to the right side of the floor. Trying to dump it inside. And they're going to say that was a shot. They're going to give her two free throws as she was fouled on the play. We'll check the number here for Willow Springs Lady Bears. And first free throw is up and no good. 25 at the line, Collins. Foul, by the way, was on Gracie Warren, her first. Now the free throw on the way is up. That is no good. Rebound comes down to Trantham. Now to Warren. And off to McIntyre. Kaylee brings it across the timeline. We're down to minute 24 to go in the game. Here they go. Cross court to Gracie Warren. Wide open for the layup. Gracie Warren with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 58-39. 19-point lead. Willow Springs with a quick shot on the other end. No good. Trantham had a hand on the rebound. And it got on the floor and the Lady Comets come out of there with it. Here comes McIntyre. Races up the floor. Got it to Haddock. Haddock is going to be fouled as she drives the baseline. Be a non-shooting foul. I believe they got number 21. That is Cochran, her fourth. And let's see. Will it be a shot? No. Yes, that's the 15th foul. So it will be a shot here. Two-shot foul for Haddock, and she hits the first one. Lily Haddock, her first point of the game. That is 9 different Lady Comets who have scored in this game. And the other one is good. So Lily Haddock puts 2 on the board. And here come the Willow Springs Lady Bears. We're down to 55 seconds to go. 60-39 is our score. Willow Springs with it, working it inside. Number 11 had it and dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. So Alton will bring it the other way. Attic and Warren bring it back up out of the backcourt. Alton can work a lot of clock here. This one is just about ready to put official in the book. Looks like the Alton Lady Comets will advance to the semifinals and play again on Thursday night. Here is McIntyre trying to penetrate into the lane. Has the ball poked away. Runs it back down at half court. Gives it over to Haddock. Haddock going to the basket. Throws it up. No, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line again. So Lily Haddock getting a little playing time here and playing hard. She is 2 for 4 from the free throw line in what little bit of time she's been on the floor. And she will shoot 2 more. Number 33 into the game for Willow Springs. That is Zoe Johnson. And the first free throw for Haddock is no good. Hit the front, hit the back, and bounced out. So now 2 for 5. Trying going even 50% from the line here. Get number 3. That one is up and good. Nothing but net for Lily Haddock. 3 for 6 from the line. And makes it a 61-39 game. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Willow Spring working around the perimeter. Got to the free throw line. Shot is up. No good. Rebound volleyed around on the floor. Lady Bear is trying to shoot it again. Blocked by Trantham. And Lily Haddock comes out there with the ball. Lily pulls it up at the three-point line. Alton can just hold on to it now and run out the clock. 1 second to go. There's the buzzer. And that's your final. 61-39. The Alton Lady Comets advance to 5-1 on the year. And we'll move into the semifinals on Thursday night. We'll take a quick timeout here. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just about 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Monty's is the go-to place for gifts. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing at 25% off. That's Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more, all at 25% off. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, smart wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. And that's not all. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birchtree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a 2-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Now back at the Battle of the Border Tournament, our game is just completed. And it was the Alton Lady Comets with a dominating performance tonight, beating the Willow Springs Lady Bears 61-39. Close game early. It's kind of a seesaw battle in the first quarter. Alton led it 18-15 at the end of one. But then the Lady Comets went on a tear. They outscored Willow Springs 15-7 in the second quarter and led 33-23 at the half. Now, Willow Springs made a run early in the third quarter. Matter of fact, they scored the first 7 points of the third quarter, cut the lead back to 3, and then Alton ran out from there and outscored them 17-11 and had the 50-34 lead headed into the fourth quarter. And they held Willow to just 5 points in the fourth quarter while the Lady Comets scored 11. And your final score, 61-39, Alton. Lady Comets will move into the semifinals. They'll play Thursday night at 7 o'clock against the winner of the game between Mammoth Spring and Koshkonong, which will be coming up at 7 o'clock here tonight. And Mike Robertson, voice of the Bears, will have that one for you at 7. All right, let's check the scoring. Alton Lady Comets were led tonight by their outstanding senior, Evan Montgomery, had 21 on the night. She hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers in the game for the Lady Comets. Miley Haney, the outstanding freshman, had 15 on the night, 12 for Allie Willard, 2 for Emma Trantham, 3 for Lily Haddock, 2 for Mackenzie Smith, 4 for Jaylee Reese, and 2 for Gracie Warren. For the Willow Springs Lady Bears, they were led by Aspen Atwell. She had 15 on the night, 14 for Chloe Jones, 6 for Paisley Grudgington, 2 for Sophie Jackson, and 2 for Sigmund. That's how the scoring goes. We're going to take a little break here from the tournament. Again, we'll have the 7 o'clock ball game tonight between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Koshkonong Lady Blue Jays. And then we'll have the boys game for you, the 8:30 game tonight, Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorns. All right, Alton Lady Comet basketball tonight has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Oregon County, Mills Feed in Alton, the Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Fuel Express and the Quick Connection in Alton, Monty's Outdoors and West Plains Bank and Trust Company. For Tim, back in the studio, on the Red Bone, Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Alton Lady Comet Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.